When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey there. Before the stories begin, there's a couple things I want to mention. Please be sure to enter for the PS5 giveaway from Chilling. No joke, I'm literally going to send this bundle to the winner in about 7 days. Super easy to win. Start a free trial on Chilling, which now has over 1,000 scary stories to binge. Leave or update a review on the App Store and fill out the short entry form on the website. That's it. And get this, if you don't win this one, we are giving away another PS5 bundle next month too. Be sure to follow Chilling on Twitter for updates on all of the giveaways we do. I will leave links to all of this in the description to this video. Now, second, I was looking at some of my numbers, and you would be so surprised to learn how many people watch my videos every month, but are still not subscribed. Shame on you. Just kidding. But honestly, I put so much effort into these videos. That's why it takes me a little while to release them. All of the stories are paid for. Which, by the way, if you want to get paid for your scary stories, submit them to my subreddit listed in the description. But also, I literally edit these videos 3 times to make sure there are no mistakes and all of the sounds are balanced. Of course, it will always be your choice to subscribe. Or not. But if you like these videos and still haven't subscribed, please give my channel a shot. It really helps me so much. Also, as always, there's only 3 ads in this video after the first 3 stories. After that, it's smooth sailing. Lastly, I just want to thank you for being here. I know you have many choices on YouTube, and it really means a lot. Now, let's begin. I wasn't as scared as I should have been, but my fear gene is broken, and I had been drinking, so... We have a lake less than an hour from home, and my daughter's friend had never been camping, so we decided to do a quick overnight there. We, mom and daughter, 18 then, camp a lot and like the solitude, so we often try to find the most remote places. No campsite or anything, just drive up and find a space. So we found this nice little peninsula big enough for about 3 campsites, and it being Sunday, we were hoping the other 2 groups would leave. They did eventually, and we had the place very much to ourselves. As the night goes on, we have a nice fire. Sing, laugh, I'm drinking wine, we're making s'mores, everything is perfect until we go to sleep. About an hour in, the girls are bugging me to wake up because it's raining, and we need to put the cover on the tent. It was a huge tent, so all hands were needed. By now, the wind is blowing and we're struggling, but we finally get it covered, and it's back to sleep we go. Until... a motorcycle, more specifically, a dirt bike, at about 2 a.m., just riding circles around the peninsula. Mind you, this is literally a small enough area that only 3 large tents plus 3 cars would fit, and there's nothing else nearby but bushes and the lake. There would be no reason to be there, as it was obvious we were alone. Up, down, around, and stop. Never cutting the engine. I just want to sleep, so I go to the front of the tent and unzip it. I look outside and see him just staring. So I climb out of the tent and stare back. It's dark, and I can't tell if this...
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Creep can even see me, so I go back in the tent, frustrated. The girls ask what he's doing, and when I tell them, they get really frightened. I tell them I'm gonna go give him a piece of my mind. They are terrified, demand that I don't leave the tent. So I settle back in and wait. Up, around, circle, engine rev, idle, over and over. This guy goes on for at least another hour. I've had it. Down, up, around, with all that annoying, blatting motocross sound blasting by our tent back and forth and stop. I look out. He's staring again. I'm about to go stomping over to go tell him off when I get the tingles all down my spine. He was facing directly towards our tent, saying nothing. Just still and staring. I realize I have no weapons, no way to protect the girls, and he's between us and the car. I wait. I'm outside the tent, but I haven't made a move forward because now instinct and logic have the better of me, and I realize that an aggressive approach is probably the wrong move. I stay stock still, just like the rider, for what felt like an eternity. Both of us staring. Must have been 20 minutes I stood there. And then just like that, he took off. Drove off the peninsula and out of earshot. And never came back. To this day, I'll never know what that was about. Or if I did the right thing. I can only say I'm glad I never confronted him. My gut just told me no. As for my daughter and I think I need to buy a weapon if we're going to camp alone like this again. An acquaintance of mine, who happened to have been a cop, once told me this little tale he experienced several years ago. Back then, he was a deputy and still new to the patrol scene. Since he was new to it, he got called often to more simple tasks. Tasks that made the more experienced deputy's jobs easier. One night, the deputy got a request over his radio to sit on a suicide scene. The victim was still inside the home, and they needed the deputy to sit and guard the main entry to the home until the coroner got there to take the body. They didn't want any relatives or anyone else to enter the scene and mess up evidence. Basically, that was a standard procedure. So the deputy got to the home of the suicide victim and confirmed with the cops already on the scene that he was there to wait for the coroner. It was the middle of the night, so the deputy grabbed his flip phone out of the patrol car and settled on the front porch to play some Snake. All was totally quiet around him after everyone else left. All the deputy could hear were the occasional sounds of distant barking dogs and the faint sounds of the sparse highway traffic. The silence did indeed make him a little nervous, especially considering what lie only a few feet away and invisible to him only because of a wall. So it was only natural that his instincts had his ears on high alert. So he was startled when he suddenly thought he heard a rustling sound, seemingly coming from inside the house behind him. All he could do was sit there and wait and listen intently. A few minutes went by, though, and he didn't hear anything else, so he just figured he probably heard the house settling or something. Over half an hour went by, and the deputy was starting to get a little drowsy staring at Snake on his small flip phone, so he flipped it shut and sat back for a few minutes to relax. But then suddenly, there was that sound again, which seemed louder this time. A strange rustling sound, like maybe rustling papers, he thought to himself, puzzled. As he sat there and listened hard, he heard it again. And that time he was sure it was coming from inside the house behind him, where the victim was. At that point, the deputy admits he was pretty scared. He didn't want to call for backup until he was sure there was someone inside the house. But he also didn't want to go inside the dark, creepy death scene by himself to investigate either. So he stood up and waited once again for any noise, while resting his hand on the weapon in his belt. Then, the deputy drew his weapon as a loud sound from behind him caused him to spin around and face a large window by the front door, covered by vertical hanging blinds. As he turned around to face the window, an explosion of movement disturbed the vertical blinds. The deputy did admit to me in telling of this story that he did in fact definitely jump and scream, as most anyone would. The deputy's vision quickly cleared, and he stared at the face on the other side of the window, definitely not expecting to see that particular face staring back at him. The deputy screamed and went wide-eyed. The face staring back at him made a startled sound and went wide-eyed as well. Then, for a quiet moment, man and feline eyed each other before both turning away, feeling stupid. I guess the victim had a pet cat, which ended up most likely going to a relative of the victim's. The deputy admitted to me after telling me this story that he felt it was one of the scariest instances he had ever had in his entire career.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.